It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Might be a long press conference if I do that. You never know if it's the end. So when you've been in it for almost 50 years, the majority of your life, and if it's the end, I had to stay out there and just look at the crowd and just try to say, okay, remember this moment type thing.
This is the Jazz Joe Hall Show on 980 CKNW.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Well, after two seasons and a bit as head coach, Bruce Boudreau was clipped by the Vancouver Canucks on Sunday. It was truly a masterclass on how not to fire an employee. And, there was an apology from Canucks president Jim Rutherford to Mr. Boudreau for at least how spectacularly they've mishandled the process. But what happens moving forward? Joining me now to talk a little bit about the firing this weekend and the backlash from fans and the media as well is Squire Barnes, Global BC sports director and anchor. Squire, thank you for joining us.
No problem.
So walk me through this. How bad was this in your mind?
Well, it was pretty disgraceful. When a coach is going to get fired in any sport, a lot of times you kind of get the idea that it's going to go down. Let's go back to December of 2021, which is when Bruce Boudreau got hired. We all knew Travis Green was not long as a Canucks coach. And it was quick. I mean, we knew he was going to get fired sooner or later, but when it happened fast, and Bruce Boudreau was in. In this case, it was slow-motion firing. And it really kind of stretched back to after last season when Jim Rutherford, even though the Canucks had a good finish under Boudreau, he said, well, the goalie kind of saved them lots of nights, which is true, and he didn't like the defensive structure. And then this season, he kept, when he was getting interviewed, was basically bad-mouthing the way Bruce Boudreau was coaching the team. And it just kept building up and building up. And then, of course, it leaked out that Rick Tocchet was going to be the guy. So the final week before Bruce Boudreau's firing was very uncomfortable. And it was the interesting thing about this, Jazz, is we've seen lots of coaches get fired. Mm-hmm. But I've never seen a situation like this where the crowd felt sorry for the coach and loves the coach, even though the team wasn't winning. It's a very different situation. It's actually quite interesting to have watched it because I've never really seen this before, at least with the Vancouver Canucks. He was so beloved by the fans because I think about Bruce Boudreau, he's so open about his love for the game, and you can see the players liked him and liked playing for him. So the fact the fans began to look upon the team as the villain here,
yeah,
where often in this case, when a team is losing and a coach is about to be fired, the fans kind of want it to happen because they want new optimism with the new head coach. This is exactly the opposite.
Is Rutherford's job in jeopardy? And the reason I ask that, just because how poorly he's handled this.
Not at the moment, it's not. It's not at the moment. If the Aquilini suddenly decided to blow up the management team, I mean, that would be even, as much as fans are mad at Rutherford, it would be like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
So for the time being, Rutherford, still has slack on his rope. But now he's on the clock, like every GM is in sports. Now you've got your guy, you've got the coach you want, so let's see what happens. But the interesting thing about this, just very quickly, Jazz, is the Canucks are kind of in a no-win situation the rest of the way because fans in Vancouver and BC know hockey and they know the season is lost. The playoffs are a long way away. It's out of reach pretty much. But they don't want to see the Canucks start winning a whole bunch of games and falling out of the Connor Bedard draft lottery.
Yeah. That gets me to our next question. Some have said, look, Canucks seem to be in that sort of that mushy middle where either you spend a lot more money and buy a team, like a really good team, or, as you said, you don't do well, and you don't do well for a few seasons, and you rack up all the draft picks that you want and need to rebuild in a much more thoughtful, honest way, rather than sort of where they're at right now. So is that assessment near or remotely true?
Well, at this very moment, they're not in the mushy middle as far as the standings are right now. The Canucks right now are the sixth worst team in the NHL, which means if the season stopped right now, and when they hold the draft lottery, the Canucks would have a 7.5% chance of winning the lottery and thus getting the superstar from North Vancouver. So the odds are not great, but at least you're in the lottery. If you move outside of the bottom 11, then you have no chance in the lottery of winning first pick overall. You can only move up 10 spaces if you win the lottery. That's where the mushy middle is. And that's where, well, you didn't quite make the playoffs. You're not bad enough to get the top prospects. So it seems like you're kind of spinning your wheels. And that's what fans don't want to see. Well, either you're a good playoff team or be bad enough to get a high draft pick.
There you go. Squire, thank you so much, my friend.
No problem.
All right. That is Squire Barnes, a Global BC Sports Director and anchor, talking about the mishandling of Bruce Boudreau's departure. Give me a call on the Buzzline. Would love to hear from you. What do you think of how the Vancouver Canucks handled the firing of Bruce Boudreau? 604-331-2899. That's 604-331-2899. Now, I know we're hockey crazy in this country, we're Canuck crazy in this town, but every once in a while, you have to be reminded that not everybody watches hockey and not everybody follows sports in Canada. We have a short snippet here from a Fox 5 newscaster from Washington, D.C., I believe, announcing the firing of Bruce Boudreau. Take a listen.
Former Washington Capitals coach Bruce Boudreau has been fired by the Vancouver Canucks. The team announced the change Sunday, less than a week after president of hockey operations Jim Rutherford said major surgery was needed to fix the Canucks. Rick Tuchel was hired as Boudreau's replacement.
The Canucks? Rick Tocchet, and I don't even think you got Bruce Boudreau's name right at it, but the Vancouver Canucks.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.